Tom Keen in New York, Michael McKee in Florida. Michael, I want you to jump in here and introduce David A. Stockman. The book is The Great Deformation. Michael?
Well, David is writing about how the economy is getting distorted and the federal government's operations are getting distorted by the bad decisions that people are making. And you've been talking about this for quite some time, David. But we don't seem to be making any progress. Now, I can understand why maybe they don't listen to you, one guy, but the evidence is overwhelming that the economy has challenges that aren't being addressed. Whether or not your suggestions are the right ones, they're not doing anything.
Well, I agree with that, but the point I'm making is that when you have a Fed policy that is this far off base, that is essentially bubble finance when you get right down to it, you can have an expansion of financial asset values, prices, for a long time until we finally reach a breaking point. Then we have a big meltdown and we go back into the soup. This is the third time we've headed in that direction just this century. So I can, believe that the economy is bouncing along the bottom on its own natural recovery strength after the recession and first half of 2009, but I don't think the minor progress that we have made has much to do with zero interest rates, this massive quantitative easing, and now the whole kabuki dance that's going on where they're trying to explain the taper, the forward guidance, the dashboards that keep changing. I think they've painted themselves into a corner. They don't know how to get out. And our economy is now going to be heading into a much more difficult season.
These are the arguments that people who have gotten angry at the Fed have been making for years. And then the Fed's proponents point out that we had the same kind of cycles, even worse business cycles, before the Fed was created. Every 10 years quicker than that, you had very severe recessions.
Well, you know, they say that, but it's basically not true. From 1870 to 1914, average real GDP growth was 4% a year compounded for 43 years. There were a few financial panics, almost entirely within the canyons of Wall Street at the time. The recessions did not even, most of them, there were five, three of them, did not even result in a significant decline in GDP, the best that they could measure it then. So, you know, the Fed apologists have a revisionist history of the 19th century that I think, first, is wrong, and second, is not a justification or an excuse for what they're doing today anyway. You have to have a pricing mechanism mm-hmm. in the financial markets. You know, money has to have a price. Debt has to have a price. Markets ought to be allowed to clear. We know the
right.
Fed is manipulating and pegging everything, and when you take the fundamental price mechanism out of capitalist financial markets, you're going to get a mess.
David, you know, you mentioned kabuki dance. I notice it goes back to 1603 in Japan and, of course, the modern usage in American politics. Expand on this further, because I think a lot of our listeners, whether they agree or disagree with your certitude about a crisis to come, everyone seems to agree that the Fed is on original territory. They're using an original plan. What part of their originality now is the key part of your kabuki dance?
Well, I think they're making it up, all of it, as they go. And all we have to do is get out of our recency bias. Think back 15 years ago. Would anybody expect 15 years ago that we would be where we are today into the fifth year of economic recovery and still have the Fed in the market buying $55 billion worth of bonds and GSEs every month? Would we still have interest rates in the short end of the market, the money market, at zero after 73 months from the last peak? All of the measures, the metrics of what the Fed is doing are made up, invented, experimental, and risky, and I think we're going to now reap the whirlwind after we've had the party.
Well, we have what we have, though, and so what is your prescription? They're tapering. They're getting out of QE. Would you have them do that faster? But then even after that's done, what do you do with the balance sheet and the low interest rate policy?
Well, you know, those are good things. What do you do with the balance sheet? I think they're lying about it. They say they know what they're going to – they know how to unwind the Fed's balance sheet when the time comes. Well, by the time they finish the tapering on their current schedule, it'll be pushing $5 trillion, $4.5 to $5 trillion. Now, if they begin to shrink the size of the balance sheet, they will cause a massive conflagration in the fixed income markets. Everyone knows that. So at the end of the day, they're not going to shrink it, and that means that in about 5.5 or 6 years, we'll take in the Fed's balance sheet from $900 billion to, let's say, $5 trillion, a 5X increase. What did that do? It just monetized a massive amount of federal debt, which I believe is a catastrophic policy for any country. You can't monetize $5 trillion worth of government spending, which is essentially what they're doing, and expect that you're going to get away with it. Because if you could, why should we bother to work or pay taxes? Let's just print money, and everybody could live happily ever after.
We get a ton of response when David Stockman is on. It's not only his heritage with the Reagan years and thoughtful thinking forward, it's the courage to write controversially about the Great Deformation. David, your critics say it's all fine, but we've somehow muddled along. Isn't there a value in America muddling through?
Well, you know, we have muddled through, but the problem is we reach a break point and then we have a real economic catastrophe. You know, that happened in 1999 and early 2000. They were saying, yes, things are frothy. We're in a new world. We have different rules. It wasn't true. We had the huge dot-com crash. And then we tried to resuscitate the economy with a housing bubble. It worked for 4 or 5 years. We got the economy cranking to a fairly well. We got to 2007, 2008. The system buckled and busted, and we had the great financial crisis. So I think it's pretty clear that Fed policy has become the equivalent of a serial bubble machine. We're creating cycle after cycle of asset inflation that for a while drags the economy along, lifts the spirits, rekindles the bullish enthusiasm, but it's not based on real sustained growth of the economy or production of real wealth. After all, since the year 2000, believe it or not, we've only created about 20,000 jobs a month, year in and year out, for 14 years when we need 150,000. We've had real economic growth, Tom, of 1.7% compounded a year for 14 years, the lowest in the last century, even including
then
the
1930s. Then so, what is your why there? Would you say it is just a government in the way of private enterprise? Let's call
absolutely
that a more conservative look. But
yeah,
can it also be because we don't have the technological progress that we used to have?
I'm not sure about that. I think the problem we have today is we don't have honest pricing in the financial markets. So what we need to do is have the Fed back off. We need to have the Fed get out of QE as quickly as possible. We need the Fed to renounce that it's going to maintain zero money market rates through 2015 or 2016 or 2017. We need to allow, you know, the forces of supply and demand in the market to let pricing in the money and debt and stock markets be set by the real world and not by 12 people, you know, on the FOMC. Now, if we allowed that to happen, then the economy will work its way forward. We have way too much debt. You know, we've been doing this for the last 30 years. At 1980, the debt ratio in the total U.S. economy, that is public and private debt, household, business, finance, and government, was 1.5 times GDP or national income. It had always been that for 100 years. Today, it's 3.5 times. We've taken it up two turns. That's $30 trillion of excess debt weighing down on the economy and households, business, and government.
Okay.
And that's the reason, Tom, why our economy is struggling to grow forward, because
right.
we can't grow by, you know, conjuring debt any longer.
I just sent out on Bloomberg Radio Plus an extrapolation, a view forward, of my chart of the year, which is real inflation-adjusted median income in America.
Right.
And the angst that so many feel is it was up, up, and away. Not, you know, there were cyclical pullbacks, but it was up, up, and away for 40 years. And to be kind, it's gone flat, or to be accurate, it's been in a down move since 2000. The extrapolation, David Stockman, is in the vicinity of $58,000 a year, and we're at $52,000. We're a big 12% short of where we ought to be based on our childhoods.
Yes, you know, I agree with that, but I would also point out that in 1989, that figure was also 52, or actually 51,000.
Right.
So we've had 25 years, one quarter of a century, where the median real income
has gone nowhere.
Also has gone nowhere.
Fine.
But during that period, if you remember, the stock market is up like 10x.
David, in the time I've got removed, I want to remove you from like Ron Paul, which is, you know, like do away with all this, burn it up, blow it up. What is the policy prescription you would affect right now at the Fed, or I'll even give you some wiggle room in Washington? What's a David Stockman to-do list for Washington?
Okay, two things. One, the Fed has to stop enabling Washington to continue to run massive deficits, build up the national debt, because the debt is so cheap that no one cares down there. You said it a moment ago, Tom. The two-year is still at 0.44. Now, in a world of 2% inflation plus taxes,
right, that's a giveaway.
Would the government borrow at 0.44 if there were honest interest rates in a market that was set by supply and demand? Secondly, that points to the need to basically shelve the open market committee, back them out of the market, let the Fed function only as a standby source of liquidity
mm-hmm.
based on good collateral, and stop pegging interest rates, stop manipulating the yield curve, get out of quantitative
right.
easing and renounce it forever.
I got like eight more questions, but we don't have time. David Stockman, thank you so much. It's a great transformation in a movie theater, Memorial Day 2018. Always interesting, David Stockman.